yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends, and kingdom seekers. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. The background music is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This is a cover that was done by some siblings on YouTube. So this is where I picked that up. But it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Life in 3D. Thank you so much for tuning in with that song. You know what season it is. It is the Christmas season, the holiday season. And there's a lot of hustle and bustle that's going on out there. But I'm in here, nice and warm, nice and toasty, listening to a little bit of Christmas music. So on my mind today is the season and the reason for this season. As I woke up this morning and was looking at different things, different stories that were popping up on social media and on my phone, I saw the White House Christmas, the Christmas decorations that were in the White House. And a lot of people were kind of comparing it to something called the Hunger Games. Well, I've never watched the Hunger Games, so I don't really know, you know, what the similarities were. But I noticed the absence of the nativity. I noticed the absence of the nativity. Now, as a believer, we already know that every year, you know, Christ is recognized less and less during the holiday season. And also we were changing what Christmas means, and we're coming up with all this old history of Christmas was for winter solstice and it's a pagan holiday. I mean, it has just gone from one thing to the next. And so this year I haven't heard so much that it's a pagan holiday, but fewer and fewer people are celebrating the birth of Christ during this time. And you just see it. And I just think it's so important as believers for us to not get caught up in what the world is trying to sell us about the Christmas holiday. Because if you've been around and alive for, you know, more than 50 years, you know for yourself what Christmas meant for you. And it wasn't anything about winter solstice. It was really either it was going to be Christ or Santa Claus or both. But you were raised to believe that this season is for the celebration of the birth of Christ. And it's only within the last decade or so that we begin to hear these tales about the Christmas tree being pagan and everything else is pagan, pagan, pagan. And it's a trick. I see it as a trick of the enemy to keep us from celebrating the birth of Christ. And as I watched the display at the White House and then the absence of the nativity scene, at least in what I was watching, we're just getting so far removed as a nation and as a people from our founders, you know, and the beliefs of the founders of this nation. So it is really up to the believer to keep Christ, in Christmas. You cannot make the world see your God the way that you see him. You cannot make the world appreciate this God that is in your life, the one that you worship and the one that you are serving every day, not just on December 25th, but that you serve the other 364 days of the year. And as I see it, it is up to us to keep it alive within our homes. I don't have an expectation that the world will celebrate the God that I serve, but I do have an expectation that the believer will continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And on any day, but traditionally, December 25th has been set aside as a day that we honor the Lord, traditionally. Now, I don't know what was happening, you know, 5,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago or 500, 600, 700. But I know in my lifetime, that December 25th represents the birth of Christ. No, I don't know exactly what day he was born, but I do believe that he was born. And I do see the importance of celebrating the birth as we do the death, burial, and resurrection. Because without the birth of Christ, there could be no death, burial, or resurrection. So we need to, well, it's important that we celebrate the birth of Christ, the birth of the coming Messiah, the promised Messiah, promise fulfilled, and he was born. Just as the prophets had prophesied, this baby came on the scene. And because that he arrived on the scene, grew up, walked out his ministry, was crucified, buried, and rose on the third day, you and I can have a right to the tree of life. It is because of the birth of Jesus Christ, regardless of the day, he was born. And he's worthy of celebration because of that. As I said before, and as I shared before, when I did a teaching on why we should celebrate Christmas, why we should celebrate Christ. Now, he should be celebrated every day. But December 25th should not be a day that we shut down and say, well, because we don't know what day he was born. And it's pagan, it's this, and it's that. I'm not going to do anything on that day. Well, that's what the enemy wants. See, worship comes from inside of you. Worship is an attitude of your heart. And nobody can tell you what you are worshiping. Because it's an internal thing that comes from you, from the inside of you. How you see something, the worth that you ascribe to something, anything, it comes from you. So nobody can tell me what I'm worshiping at any moment or on any day. So if I get up on the 25th and say, you know what? I'm setting aside this day as a holy day for me to honor the birth of Jesus Christ. Then that's what I'm doing. I don't care what my neighbor is doing. I don't care what my neighbor is worshiping on that day. What I'm doing is setting aside this day to celebrate the birth of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I'm doing. And you're saying, well, you don't know what. No, I don't know what day it was. And neither do you. And you don't know what people were celebrating way back then because you weren't alive. You're just taking it. Somebody is passing this along on the internet. These stories are coming out and they're coming out in droves. And you're just believing it by faith. Well, I believe by faith that Jesus Christ was born. And I believe that that birth is worthy of celebration. And I'm not going to allow the world to take a tradition that has been a part of the American life, the American home, for decades upon decades upon decades, and shoot it down. Because now you got all this woke stuff going on and just destroying every tradition that we've had, from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Well, as a believer and a child of God, I refuse to let anybody come in and tell me that I cannot celebrate the birth of Christ, that I should not see it as important anymore, that I should, even though we're not celebrating the birth of Christ on Christmas, we're celebrating what? The lights are still going up. The parties are still happening. People are still taking the day off and the banks are closed and the federal offices are closed and something is being celebrated. What are we celebrating? When we're doing that, still taking the vacations, the holidays, we're still celebrating something. But you're going to let the world tell you, you're going to let Google tell you that now what you traditionally been doing is wrong. And that you can no longer celebrate the birth of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The reason that we have redemption, I can no longer celebrate it because I've read some article online that says, oh, it's pagan. It started over here. It started. You don't know that to be true because you weren't there. Just like I don't know the exact date that Jesus Christ was born, you don't know if that mess you're reading is true, but you've taken it on the inside, and now I don't celebrate Christmas. Well, that's what the enemy wants. He doesn't want a big, huge day set aside for Jesus Christ. Oh, no. And the believer is falling for it. So now you have more and more young people who don't know the story. They don't know the Christmas story. They don't know that it was centered around Jesus Christ for us as believers. They don't know the American tradition because now what we have done is allow the world to come in and tell us we're wrong. We're wrong. We're wrong. So now you're somewhere I don't celebrate Christmas anymore. Oh no, that's a pagan holiday. But people are still celebrating the day. They're doing that thing. They're taking the day off, but you somewhere talking about you don't celebrate the birth of Christ. It's foolishness. The enemy has set you up to take the glory and the shine off of your God.
Well, I celebrate him every day.
Okay. Well, one of the days of the every day, it includes December 25th. If you don't celebrate him on December 25th, then guess what? You don't celebrate him every day. You don't, because you are letting the enemy play you. Now, where was a time where we would go and go to church and look forward to the Christmas plays and look forward to the nativity being reenacted? Now, all it is, oh, no, we can't do that anymore. Oh, we used to. We don't do that. But yet you're still celebrating something on that day. What? You ain't at work. You're having dinners. You're going to parties. You're doing this. You're doing that. But you're no longer celebrating the birth of Christ. But what are you celebrating? Look, sister, brother, the enemy doesn't want you to celebrate your Lord and Savior. He wants to completely remove Jesus Christ from everything. The less we talk about him, the less we share him with our children, the less they will know about him. You understand? And that is the whole point. So when we did our Christmas program at school, there's a poem that I wrote for my students, and it's, do you know the Christmas story? And I asked that because I'm noticing that every year they don't. The younger the kids get, they don't know the story. They don't know about the birth of Christ. And once again, the day, it's not important, the date. What's important is that he was born, and we don't deny the fact that he certainly was born. So what is the harm in taking this day that you've known all your life? Like I said, if you're up there and you've been living some decades, you know that December 25th represented for you as a believer and even as an unbeliever, the birth of Christ. Traditionally, we didn't know anything else about winter solstice and all this other stuff that has come out. You didn't, for me, I never heard of that until a couple of years ago, because Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. I remember that slogan. Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's about the birth of Christ. Go look at the songs, all the songs that have been written over the years. Because for us as Americans, as believers, and even some unbelievers, non-believers, Christmas was about Jesus Christ. It's new that it's not. That's a new thing that's come on the horizon as an trick of the enemy to try to move the shine and the glory off of Christ, and to just kill this evangelistic day. Christmas is a huge day for evangelism. People who don't even go to church will sometimes go on that day, and you could just keep repeating that story and passing that story on down and passing that story on down. So that when you ask, do you know the Christmas story? They will say, yes, I know the Christmas story because I've heard it before. And like I say over and over, I don't know what day Jesus Christ was born. And I don't need to argue about the day. I do know, I do believe that he was born. Because if he wasn't born, he wouldn't have died. And we would still be living in our sins with no hope for redemption. But because he was born, he was able to die for the forgiveness of our sins. And for that, he's worthy of a celebration. And as long as I have breath in this body, I will celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And I will pass it on to my children and to my grandchildren, regardless of what the world is saying. I will not fall into the trap of saying I won't speak on Jesus Christ during this season, because that is what the enemy wants. But I will not give that to him. Thanks be to God the Father that he sent his only begotten Son, that you and I, if we believe, can have eternal life. So I will celebrate Christ every day, including December 25th. Every day. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Every day belongs to him. December 25th is no exception. With that, that's all I have for you. Hope you have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. And that you will continue to share this story about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace.